It was on December 10th, the year was 1914, that a massive explosion erupted that set on fire Thomas Edison's chemical plant. 8 fire departments rushed to the scene, but the chemical-induced fire continued to burn out of control. According to Edison's son, 24-year-old Charles, Edison watched calmly as the fire burned down the plant in which he had invested all of his finances. As they both watched the fire, Edison said to his son, "Go, get your mother and all of her friends. They'll never see a fire like this one again." Later that day, after the plant had burned to the ground, Edison was quoted as saying, "Even though I'm 67 years old, I'm going to start over again tomorrow." Thomas Edison's losses were estimated to be close to $1 million. But within days, he secured a loan and got right back to work. And a year later, Edison and his team reported revenues of almost $10 million. In life, the question is not if you're going to have problems, but rather, how are you going to deal with them? Most people respond to the loss and failure with feelings of anger, sadness, and despair. But others see loss and failure, in spite of their feelings, as a chance to create new opportunity to do things bigger and better. Jesus said, "Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." After every one of your failures and losses, there will be opportunity to do things bigger and better. The key is not to let the anger, sadness, and despair paralyze you with fear, but rather use those emotions to seek new opportunities to do things bigger and better. Understand that in Jesus, we do not have to fear because in Him, we are more than conquerors.